It's episode 140, and we've got plugins for custom post headers, podcast widgets, custom post backgrounds, presentation plugins, and a great new plugin for monitoring your site speed. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone today.
And we've got a whole lot of stuff for you today. But first off, right off the top, the usual reminders. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. Or if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you got a couple of minutes, stop in at iTunes and give us a review. We'd appreciate that too.
Yeah, and we've also added this show and John's other show, WP Medic, to the WordPress radio rotation, which you can tune into at WPR.FM. I've got a couple people helping me out on that now, and that's going to be moving forward, I guess, in the next couple weeks. We're going to be really adding some cool new stuff and some interactions and some polls and things like that. So check it out, WPR.FM.
That's going to be right. Quite nice community as it grows.
Actually, we're going to put BuddyPress into it as well so that we can have kind of a one-stop compilation kind of social network built into, so everybody's audience can essentially go into one place and discuss all the new stuff. And believe it or not, I've had now two new shows that have come out of the woodwork that have submitted and said, hey, we'd love to be a part of this. Here's our first episode. So it's coming along. It seems to be kind of the destination for new WordPress podcasts. I like that a lot.
Excellent. All right. And of course, as usual, a little bit of self-promotion. Since we produce this great content for you, we also like to let folks know we are WordPress professionals and make our living with it. I myself focus on helping folks find that functionality or fixing their websites as they break. So if you need emergency WordPress support, visit me at wppro.ca/emergency or pick up the phone. Give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And I am looking to recruit a team of plugin beta testers. Oh, yeah. I'm making some new premium plugins that I'd like to bring to the market. And I'd like some of you diehard plugin fans out there to be part of my development team. You get to test some of the most cutting-edge plugins that you've probably ever seen. So contact me via email, marcuscouch@gmail.com. Or just go to my site, marcuscouch.com. There's a contact form right on the sidebar. If you're interested, just let me know and let me know your background as far as dealing with plugins and some of your favorite plugins, and we'll take it from there.
Excellent. Looks like a lot of fun. I'm sure you'll find a few diehard plugin people out there.
Oh, yeah. And I've got a complete project management system and such that people will be able to log into, and we'll be able to track bugs and stuff like that going back and forth. And one of the benefits is, obviously, you'll get to use these plugins for free. So, nice reward there.
Okay, and I have some feedback from a couple of plugins we reviewed in the last couple of shows. This one goes back a couple of episodes now. It was the Local Business SEO plugin. Plugin that I thought was pretty decent and worked pretty good. Well, it turned out a few days later, I got a text via Google Plus from somebody who had tried it out and said that the plugin was inserting advertising into it. Well, I didn't get to looking at that for a couple of days, and when I finally sat down and looked at it, initially, it wasn't exactly inserting advertisement as it was inserting an acknowledgement of the author's stuff. But what happened was the author got wind of that also, and he went in and changed the plugin to make it an option for people to do. and to give that information out. And the person had left a review over at WordPress.org about what they had found. So what happened was the author rewrote it, left his information, and I left a review there. Initially, I was a little leery, but it turns out, nope, you can still use this plugin. It's still a great plugin for doing local business SEO for your site. So there's a link in the show notes, leads to the discussion that happened on it over at WordPress.org. So check that out.
Yeah, that's a plugin that actually I had plans to use this week. So thank you for following up with that and making sure that that is working properly.
Yeah, it seems to be working properly. Now, they also, another plugin that I reviewed last week, Rublon, the author contacted me shortly after we went live with the show and wanted to update a couple of things on it. Michael's his name, and I'll be talking to him later this week in an interview and about this plugin more in depth and detail. And I'll be presenting that on my other show, the WP Medic show. So at any rate, what he wanted me to do was clarify a couple of things when we talked about how the protection of the program works. What the plugin does, it protects only your account. And if you have separate logins for different people, each WordPress user can get their own Rublon account, download the app, and then use it to protect their own account on it. And the plugin works quite nicely. I've had it happen to me a couple of times where I've logged on different machines and it asks me to verify myself. Like, oh yeah, so I grab my phone, hit the app, open it up, scan the thing, and poof, I'm in there. So it's actually pretty nice. I really like the way it's working. You don't have to log it in or scan the QR code every time you log in, only the first time you log in from a new computer. And that's what's been happening to me. I've been logging into new computers. Or on one machine, I made the mistake of dumping all of my cookies. And so I had to actually log in a second time. Seems that it must be cookie related. So at any rate, very nice. It's he also wanted to clarify that it's not anything like LaunchKey or Clef. Those two products replace the standard sign-in method that is based on passwords. This one here is a dual authentication login. So very nice. I'll leave some of his information into the show notes so you can check that out. So this is a very good plugin, and follow me up with the WP Medic show in about a week or so after I've interviewed Michael is his name, and he'll be able to present us with a lot of information about this plugin. So I think it's got a lot of future in it.
Nice. You know, I'm glad that you clarified that about Clef and LaunchKey, because those are somewhat different. Yep. But it's nice to see that this little PHP and SQL engine that we all play with every day is starting to get external. You know, we're starting to get it working in other devices. When can I start to see WordPress on my TV? You know, that's next, right? Come on.
Yeah, it won't be too far away, I imagine. Somebody's probably working on it now.
Yeah, when can I edit it right in my living room? I'd like to be able to do that. So, but yeah, that's great as far as, you know, and I'm especially happy that the developers of these plugins are also just contacting us direct and clarifying maybe some misinterpretations that we may have.
Yep. That's always great and useful. Now, I also have one piece of news, well, actually an interesting WordPress-related site I tripped across. It's an excellent tutorial on CSS that was written. And it's got some very specific stuff that refers to Genesis. But on the whole, if you want to learn a little bit more about CSS and the tags and IDs, check out this article. It's called CSS Basics of the Genesis Framework, but it goes into so much more than just the Genesis theme. So follow the link in the show notes and check this article out. I found it to be very interesting and very enlightening and helped me define a couple of things. Even though I know about CSS, use it regularly, every once in a while it's nice to have some things clarified a little bit. So give this article a check out.
Nice. And one other piece of news that I wanted to mention, John, is just a couple of days ago, WordPress 3.7 Beta 1.
Wow, that was quick.
Is released. And it is the thing that we've all been looking for, the model that Matt Mullenweg has been searching for as far as the Chrome model. 3.7 Beta 1 has automatic background updates.
Yes. Isn't that only supposed to be for the incremental updates, though?
It is. Well, here's what happens as far as what I can interpret. is it will update to the newest development build and then eventually up to beta 2. It'll update itself, okay. And then I guess things take over from there. Okay. But it's got something pretty cool, which is when you go to dashboard updates, mm-hmm. you see a note that lets you know whether your install is working on the automatic updates or not. And there's a couple situations where WordPress really can't securely update itself and it needs a human hand.
Yeah.
And in that case, it'll email the admin and say, hey, look, all the plugins are updated except for X, Y, and Z. We need you to come in and manually do that. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's got other stuff now. It's got password meters for, you know, just making sure that you've got strong passwords and such.
Right.
Search results now can be ordered by relevance rather than just date.
Oh, that's nice. You mean they're making improvements to the search?
Yeah, how about it?
That's great because I've been having issues with search for the last few days. So.
For the last few years. Come on now.
I know, but every once in a while, it a website suddenly becomes the focus of search having to work.
Yeah.
And I've just run into it in the last few days of search issues on the site. So.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth checking out, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. You can check it out. I believe you might be able to just look in your dashboard and see this as well. So WordPress 3.7, beta 1, get it while it's hot.
All right. Well, that covers all the initial stuff, so I guess it's time to dive right into the meat and potatoes time.
All right.
All right, so I've got a few plugins this week, a couple of really simple ones. The first one off the bat is called Feature Podcast Widget. This is a very nice, simple little widget plugin. I was looking for something to be able to drag out the podcasts from a site that doesn't have the focus on podcasts but has podcasts in it. And we wanted to drag them out and display them on the front page without interfering with the other content up there. And this is a perfect one. It's designed to work specifically with the Blueberry PowerPress plugin. And what it does is it features the most recent show, or if you want to showcase a specific episode, you can set the post ID for that specific episode to show up in the widget. And it also pulls in, if you want, it pulls in a summary of the podcast from your excerpt, and it also pulls in the featured photo ID to display with the show. And then it puts a player at the bottom of the widget so people can play the show right there. So all in all, it's a great little plugin, very simple to set up, provided you've already got the Blueberry PowerPress installed and functioning. And it helps make the podcast prominent when podcasting is not the main focus of your whole website. So it's called Feature Podcast Widget, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Love it. Can you use more than one podcast in there?
No, that was the one flaw I found was it only brings in the most recent or the specific ID'd featured.
Of one
show.
One show, one feed.
One show, one feed, but you can put multiple widgets. So
that's interesting. And so but it pulls from the internal feed.
It pulls from the internal feed.
Okay. I've got an idea for that, and I'm not going to talk about it.
Quick, hide it and sell it.
I found a way. I have an idea to make this thing killer, so stay tuned.
Okay.
Nice. But anything that works with the PowerPress plugin, wow. I'm all for. I'd rather see more and more and more of these things come out.
It's a very recent plugin. It's only 5 months old and only been downloaded 324 times, so it's got a lot of room for improvement.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's dive into one of mine. This is called Custom Background for Post and Page. Can you guess what it does?
Creates a new header for your website.
Yeah, well.
No?
So this lets you, it's one of these lazy things that allows you to create a completely customized background on a per post, per page basis.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And it supports animated GIFs as well, so you can do kind of a cool little movie background or something shifting or maybe just some color shifts or something like that.
Well, that's kind of what I was looking for.
Well, you just found it, Johnny boy.
I'm working on a new pet project of my own, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, so this is all right. Looking for something like this. All right,
well, this one's killer. This one's going to work for you. It is one of the coolest I've seen. Was a little bit limited as far as... I wish it would give me a better preview, and that's why I took 1 point off. If I could give it 4.5 stars, I would, but I had to give this one 4 out of 5.
Very nice. It still looks like it'll be very interesting. It might do exactly what I want to do.
For people with landing pages and you use WordPress for landing pages, this is it. This is awesome for you to do this, whether that be company logo or the product or service that you have on a per-post basis. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Nice. Okay, so let's see what we got next. I have, speaking of search, back to search. It's called Swift Type Search. And this is a search plugin that I installed on a site, testing it out because it looked like it might be useful. And what it is it's actually a third-party search engine. And what happens is you have to go create a Swift Type account, set it all up. Initially, you get the free account. It allows you to set it up on one domain, and I forget the limitation on pages, but for the majority of users out there, you won't hit that limitation. And it indexes the site, creates an index that is then searched. It replaces the standard search function in WordPress with their search function, which submits the search information to the database they produce for you and spits back the appropriate pages. Seems to work all right. I set it up on a smaller website. I was just trying to see how it worked. So I like it. It activates through an API and a crawl. If you want to use it on multiple websites or on a very large site, then you have to pay a monthly fee. And I don't remember what the fees were. They were incremental going up depending on how much searches you had or how many domains you wanted to set it up on. All in all, a pretty decent plugin. I like the search functionality of it. It seemed to work really well. The biggest problem I had with it, of course, is the third-party thing on it, which... Other than that, Pretty decent plugin. Give it a 4 Dragon rating. It might have hit 5 if it wasn't a third party. If it was somehow incorporated into WordPress, this would be a really dynamite plugin.
Awesome. All right. Well, I got another dynamite plugin. This one is called Google Page Speed Insights. The SEO animal in me just can't get enough of stats. So this one... this is done by a guy named Matt Keys, and he's got a premium version of this, and I put a link to the premium version in the show notes. But it's a tool that lets you increase the performance of your website because it not only does speed changes, but dig this, John. It can do stuff on a per-page basis as far as check your speed, but here's what it does in the premium version that I thought was pretty cool. If you install a plugin, it can take like a benchmark snapshot of what your site was like before the plugin was installed and then one after.
Nice.
To see exactly what that did. Now, for me alone, that I want it just because I can use it for the show. So I can say, okay, this has got this kind of footprint or make a better, more informed decision on the plugins that I review. It also does things like reporting. Mobile reporting, it does it to your email. You can do it on a daily basis, weekly basis. They have an agency level as far as the premium one goes. And by the way, the agency level, I think, is $190 for unlimited license forever for this thing.
Oh, nice.
There are reporting services that I subscribe to that are $350 a month. Mm-hmm. So, this may be a great alternative for me. So it will... You can white label it. You can do all kinds of different stuff to it. But all in all, it basically just monitors your site performance, your search engine ranking, your visitor's browsing experience, all kinds of cool stuff. So for me, this is something I'm going to really rely heavily on in the next few weeks just to see exactly how the performance is. But thus far, I haven't really found any flaws to it. Because it's got a premium version, I had to take 1 point away, but otherwise I thought that this plugin was flawless. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. All right. And the last one I got here came in just in time for me since I've started up my WordPress workshops again that I do monthly here based upon our WordCamp. And when I do my workshops, I create my presentations in Prezi. To make it very simple so that if I forget something, I know where I can go find my presentation. It's out there on the web waiting for me. But it's nice to be able to put those presentations easily and simply into my website. And of course, you can do that with cut and paste code, but this plugin here allows you to do it with a piece of short code, and it gives you a little bit more control over the display of the presentation on your site. So if you use Prezi for presentations and you want to display them on your website, get this plugin called Word Prezi, and with a little simple short code, just dump it right in and put your presentation in your website. So just adjust the height, width, a couple other little tweaks, and away you go. And I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating. Very simple plugin, worked well.
Nice. And I'm not familiar with Prezi. Can you describe it for me and the other listeners that might not know?
Sure. Prezi is, everyone knows, what was that one from Microsoft? PowerPoint. There you go. Everyone knows PowerPoint. Yeah. Well, Prezi to me is kind of like PowerPoint on steroids.
I see.
Because one of the great things I found is I used to do things in PowerPoint. When I discovered Prezi, all my old PowerPoint slides, Prezi actually will import all your old PowerPoint slides to import it. Prezi allows you to make a dynamic presentation that expands and contracts and moves and flows, and it thinks like a lot of people think, where they throw stuff up on a board and it's easier to just draw lines to it and then zoom in and zoom out on stuff. You can't do that in PowerPoint. PowerPoint static, dynamic, everything. Whereas Prezi's so much better. And I sound like a Prezi commercial. It's only because
I actually know
more about this than I should, because I had to teach a course on it. One of the schools here asked me to teach a course on it, so I researched this plugin or this program a lot. But I like it, and I like the presentations on it. I like the way you can do a presentation. So, and I like the fact that it's web-based, because then I can get that presentation anywhere, and I don't have to export it somewhere when I need to give it to other people. I've just built it. I said, here's the link to it. Go look at it.
Nice.
In fact, there's the link in the show notes that gives demonstrations, the link to the presentation that I'm giving tonight, which is a Tuesday night. I'm giving here on October 1st here in Victoria for WordPress Workshop. So you can check out my presentation, WordPress Basics, and the top 11 plugins that I suggest to people.
Only 11, huh? That's this week.
There's 11 that to me are essential to be in every WordPress website. Mm-hmm. That's my top number.
That's right. And it starts with the random cursor. Okay, I've got one final plugin to wrap us up here. It is called Custom Header Extended. Now, you've already got to use the custom headers theme features to get this to work. And there's a plugin for that, and I put a link to it in the show notes. But this is something that's actually a lot cooler. It lets you do a custom header per post or per page, just like that background thing that we talked about before. So now when you combine those two, you can get your own custom header and your own custom background on a per post or per page basis.
This could be very, very interesting.
I know. I'm building a monster here. You can tell, right? So it goes right into the single post views, and right in the plugin edit, or I'm sorry, the post edit screen, you're allowed to choose which header you want. And you can even customize if you want text within the header as well, and you get to customize what the text is.
Nice.
So I thought this was pretty great. It was something I didn't expect, and it was just a nice little gem that we pulled out of the sand, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that. I might play with that in my little pet project too.
Yeah, see, I was looking for the background one, and I found this.
It's always funny. You go looking for one thing, and you stumble across, you know, three or four.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that, and I like that. And it's like, I've got this whole list of plugins I discovered while looking for something else.
Yeah, and then you get sidetracked for a half hour playing with them in combination.
That's one of the problems, is the little side trips. It's like, ooh, ADD. Ooh, something shiny over here.
Yeah, now, I'll tell you what. You know, since that was the last plugin of the show, let me talk about just how I would use both of those together. Mm-hmm. I'm not the greatest theme designer on earth,
right?
But I can do some pretty good graphics. Okay, I don't really put it together too well. I'm not the greatest in CSS. I generally have to have help with that. But for me, if I can put a custom header and a custom background on a per post basis, that gives me a lot of room.
Yes.
To cover for my design sloppiness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can put some really nice photography in the background, and even this may even let you do just really stock basic themes, but make it look incredibly cool because you've got great photography in there.
Yeah, that's sort of what I'm doing with my pet project. So,
yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, a little bit of a wrap up here. I covered off the featured podcast widget, which I gave a 4 out of 5. The Swift type search, which I gave a 4 out of 5. And the Word Prezi, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
And I reviewed Custom Background for Post and Page, which I gave a 4. Google Page Speed Insights gave a 4 out of 5. And we just reviewed Custom Header Extended, and I gave that a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Okay, and a little short-term commercial here for you. If you've gotten tired of that slow page load and you're getting tired of the current website provider you're with, well, maybe it's time to change. Check out Green Geeks Hosting. Very good hosting, very fast, very quick. I've been testing them for a little over a month now, and I've thrown everything I can at this demo site I've got up there. And, well, if you hear all the plugins we've got, that's the one website where every one of them are installed and working. So what happens is I get a very good feel for it. So that I like their hosting. It's been very good. You can save yourself $30 off their hosting packages by entering the code plugins, PLUGINS. So follow the link in the show notes and go save yourself some money and get some good hosting.
Awesome. I love Green Hosts. Green Geeks, yeah. Sorry.
Well, they are Green Hosts too. They actually put,
that's what I thought,
they
yeah.
put some of their the money towards green environmental practices.
Awesome. So, all right. Well, my offer for the day is 123 Inkjet's coupon code plug-in 123. That's right. It gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy it in bulk. Use the coupon plug-in 123 and get them for as low as $4 a piece.
Yeah, I'm about to do that. In fact, my ink order is going in today.
All right.
All right. And some usual reminders, don't forget to stop in at iTunes, give us a rating, blueberry.com, VOA, or if you're listening on Stitcher, hit that little thumbs up in the button in the corner. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. One other call out, and just a reminder, is that we are looking for some listener feedback. We haven't had much stuff that we could use for the show lately, so just want to throw out that call out. Go to WPPluginsA2Z.com and just click on the tab on the right side, I believe it is. Leave us a message. Let us know what you think of the show, what kind of plugins you're looking for, what kind of problems you're having. We are here to help.
No doubt about that. And one last piece. Don't forget, you can check out the daily news from WP Plugins Daily Newspaper. You can get that over at WPnews.WPmedic.ca.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website, johnoverall.com, or emergency support. Go to wppro.ca/emergency, or simply drop me a line, email me at john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com, especially you interested beta testers out there. Twitter is at marcuscouch. You can read my column, The Daily Plugin, on WP Tavern. Check out WordPress Radio at WPR.fm. That's it for me.
That's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.